Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori Amin, will interview published authors to chat about their work, journey to getting published, and their book recommendations. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us.
Hi, Rachel. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi. I'm so happy to be here.
So happy to have you here. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
So my name is Rachel Blaufeld. I live in Pittsburgh with my two beagles, my husband, and I'm recently an empty nester. So both of my kids are in college. I have been writing for a long time, but I've been writing fiction since 2014. Before that, I wrote a lot of lifestyle and different blog posts, so women tips on work-life balance. And then I got into fiction and here I am. So, and I'm a big coffee drinker, donut eater, runner, and early riser. So we're taping this in the evening and probably when we're done, it's like to bed for me.
Same here. I'm an early riser. So I understand. So what got you to start writing fiction?
So basically, I always say I was sort of an accidental blogger. That's how I started down this writing path. I was doing a lot of this work-life balance posts, and I was almost doing them just to keep myself accountable until one day a friend of mine said, "You have this huge audience for all of your writing." So I started down that road. I started getting blogging gigs, promotional gigs. And I started covering a lot of women entrepreneurs. So that's how I came to write fiction, because I wrote a piece on E.L. James back in, 2012 or 2013, on how, whether you were reading 50 Shades of Grey or not, or whether you thought it was a good genre, it didn't matter, because E.L. James was doing, you know, what so many women wanted to do. She was, you know, a well-known name. She created this dynasty for herself. You have to commend her how she did that. Mm-hmm. So I took it from a different perspective. And during that time, I was interviewed by Katie Couric for her show on the 50 Shades of Grey series. And I happened to say in that time, "Oh, I always wanted to write a romance book." And her producer said, "Well, you should." And that's how it came to be. So I took their advice and did it.
Gosh, I love this. So let's chat about some of your recent releases you have this fall. You have two books. You know, you have one that came out already in September and another one's coming up in December. So tell us about them.
So last week I released, while we're taping this, I released Faded Sunset. And that is a very messy, very angsty, not your normal romance, but it ends happily like a romance should, with everything tied up in a neat bow. So I was super excited about this release. I still am. I fell in love with these characters. It was the type of book that I was crying while I wrote it. And then at the end, I was just felt really fulfilled that they were able to find their happy ending together. So it takes place in Boston, and I don't want to give a lot away. The hero's name is Mick, and I've had someone say to me that they wished every woman had a Mick in their life. He's an absolute, like, gem. Alpha, but a gentle alpha, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And so he's a really great character. And the woman in the story, Margaret, who he calls Margot, she's a writer, but it's not about me. And so it was a really great book to write. And it really just revived a lot of my creative juices in doing that. So it's out. And then coming up in December, I'm releasing a book called Grand Escape, which will be first book in a part of like either a 3 or 4 book series. It's definitely going to be 3 to start. And they take place in the Cayman Islands, and they will all be standalones. Grand Escape will stand on its own. It won't end in a cliffhanger. It will have an epilogue, which is written already, and takes place at a resort called the Grand Escape. And it's going to follow some of the guests and some of the employees. And I really like where this one went. It's going to be the perfect winter break beach read. So it's great that it's coming out in December.
My gosh, I feel like that's like a perfect pandemic escape book, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, exactly, exactly.
Yeah, so I just moved to Florida because it's closer to the Caribbean. I'm from Puerto Rico. So one of the reasons why I was like, I chose Florida is because it's a 2-hour flight to the Caribbean fairly easy. So I was like, and Caribbean Islands, I'm like, okay, that's what I'm going to be traveling to. So.
We're all going to come visit you now. We're all going to come visit you. Go to Florida and the Caribbean. Exactly.
Yeah. Caribbean is just, you know, I think it's like white sand, clear water, just relaxing.
Exactly. And that's the whole background of Grand Escape. I mean, it's a beautiful setting. And it's going to take you away, and it's a great little fun romance. Yes, it does have some angst. Yes, it has a little tension, but it's not as high octane angst as Faded Sunset is. So I always have to add a little dose of angst in there. It's just how much I sprinkle in.
I love this. All right. So we got some book recommendations, and you're going to be talking some messy, angsty, just some angsty books, you know, like messy, the messier the better. So talk
absolutely
about some of those books.
Okay, so I was busy trying to compile my list of, you know, what my favorite books were, and I came up with a couple, and I should add, I'm going to actually toss in one we didn't talk about, my all-time favorite, but we'll get to that at the end. But so my really one of my all-time favorite books is Undeniably You by Jewel E. Ann. And Jewel is, full disclosure, she's an author friend of mine, but we didn't become author friends until after I read that book. So I downloaded that book before I was getting onto a long flight. And I'm notoriously like someone who runs the bathroom, believe it or not, this may be too much TMI, but to pee like every 10 minutes. And I read this book on the flight. I never got up one time. I couldn't even stop reading to go to the bathroom. I read it cover to cover. And it's super angsty, super tense, super full of feelings, everything that I love. And it's just so great. I mean, it was just one, I laughed, I cried, and I did everything, you know, my person sitting next to me probably thought I had really lost it. So that's really my all-time favorite. And then of course I reached out to Jewel after that, and we've been author friends since. Two other books that I love are, which is funny, they're both rock star books, and I'm not normally a rock star like genre, but The Idea of You by Robin Lee and How to Kill a Rock Star by Tiffany, and I might botch her last name, DeBartolo. Yes. So those two are rock star books, and I just, the elements, I mean, first of all, The Idea of You is an unforgettable read. I recommend it to everybody who's going on vacation, like get that book, sit down, read that. It is so good. It will make your heart pound the whole time. And you will love Hayes, the hero, and the young rock star, and the slightly older, can I say that? Divorcee. So heroine. So it's just a great book. I loved it. I always like to think that it goes on in my mind. Their story goes on. And then How to Kill a Rockstar just has an epic ending. Like it takes you on such a journey and an epic ending. So those are my two recs there. And then one of my most favorite books ever is Undeniable by Madeline Sheehan. So that book is just, and I think someone asked me last week, like, what genre do you think you could not write? And it would be, you know, the motorcycle type gang romance. And that book just has it all for me in that genre. And I just love it. So Deuce is my favorite hero probably of all time.
I love this. Yeah, I have to say, I recommend Idea of You to anyone too. It's like, like you just need Harry Styles fan fiction. Like you just like that is just like so cuddly and so good. And yeah, I agreed. I can see them like just the story keeps going on and on and on. So it's not the ending. It's just a to be determined. Like
more. Correct. Yes, it's just their beginning, but it's so fabulous. And I bought that book when it first came out, and I don't know, something about it, like I waited maybe 2 years to read it. It sat on my Kindle. And then it was just another one, like, oh, I'll just crack this open, and unable to move from my seat, my pins and needles in my butt because I'm not getting up. And it was just so good.
Yeah, I ended up buying it. I tend to buy books like on sale and just different places. And so this book, I paid $9.99 on Kindle. And I was like, Ruby, like, this better be a good book.
Yeah.
And I just picked it up because I was like, I kept hearing about it from different influencers and different people were talking about it before the pandemic. It was like 2019. And I was in a bar class. I was waiting for a class. And I was like, let me just download it. And I started reading. I was like, so pissed I had to go to class before. And I was like, I want to keep reading. Like, I don't want to stop. You
know? I hear you.
So yeah, it is a good book to read. It's a perfect vacation book. I think that's like a perfect plane read just to
get. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So what are you currently reading? And I love the story that you're going to be sharing.
Okay. So this summer I was asked to be a guest in a book club. They were going to read a book of mine, and they asked me to come on and be there for the book meeting. And I felt really nervous about that because I even said to them, I'm like, you know, you don't have to like the book. You don't have to like every aspect of the book. Like, just because I'm here, I want you to talk honestly. I was nervous about being there in the book club. Like, I wanted them to talk honestly. So I was the guest author. It was so much fun. They actually invited me to come to the meeting before my book so they could introduce me. And so I sat in and listened to their conversation. I can't remember which book they read at that point because I was just a guest, and then they read my book, and then I've already read two books that they've read in the book club, and the third meeting is coming up, and I already finished that book. But what we read in our last book club that we already discussed was, and I always botch the title, so let me just make sure I get it right, is The Last Thing He Told Me by Laura Dave, which was the Reese Witherspoon pick. They pick a lot of, you know, popular books, like the one before that was It Ends With Us by Colleen Hoover, which I had already read, but it was fun to be in the meeting. And so this Last Thing He Told Me with Laura Dave was awesome. I didn't know anything about it other than it was a Reese book. I just downloaded it. And it's really great. I mean, it's not a romance. It definitely has a few romantic elements to it. But it's women's fiction, it has some suspense to it, the really interwoven details and characters. And I really loved it. It was great. So now I'm reading 800 Grapes by Laura Dave, which I think is a bit of a more of a romantic tale than The Last Thing He Told Me. And I'm really enjoying that too. It takes place in Napa, Sonoma area, which is actually where I went on my honeymoon, which feels like, you know, 5 million years ago, but it's really good. So I'm super enjoying that. And coming up next for our next meeting, we are reading The Stillwater Girls by Minka Kent.
Woo!
So yeah, so it's actually really great for me because it takes a lot of the brain. I don't have to choose a book to read. I still like to read and try and be like real pragmatic about how I choose a book. I don't like to read when I'm like the kind of genre that I'm writing. So I like to read something else. But this is great because they pick the book. I always tell them, I don't want any input. I just pick a book. And I've been liking every choice, and it's fun for me. I get to go and chat books, and yeah, I really like it.
I love it. And you get a book, little mini book community. You get other people to talk to. So
it's fun. It's really fun. It's great to hear also, like, you know, everything else that they're reading. Like, it's fun just to hear. And a lot of times they mention, like, I'm reading this book by so-and-so. I'm like, oh, I know her. That's my good friend. You know, like, and it's fun to hear that people that I know are having their books read. It's really great.
Oh, I love this. I love book clubs. That's something I miss, actually. I had a book club going on during the pandemic, and it was great. And then life got busier with everything else.
Right. This is over Zoom, actually. This book club is over Zoom, which is fantastic. So we, you know, everybody's just like in their PJs and they're comfy, and you don't have to put makeup on or anything. It's just easy.
I love this. All right. So tell us where you can find you online.
Okay, so I'm Rachel Blaufeld. You can find me on Twitter at Rachel Blaufeld, Instagram at Rachel Blaufeld. That's B-L-A-U-F-E-L-D. And also, I think it's Rachel Blaufeld, the author, on Facebook for my page. And my reading group is called The Electric Readers. My first book is called The Electric Tunnel. So that's what that's from. You can find us there. That's where you find me the most. And I don't TikTok. I know that I should. I know that I have to, but I don't tick and I don't talk. And that's basically where everywhere you'll find me. And I have a website, www.rachelblaufeld.com. You can always contact me that way. All my books are there. And I'm hoping to return. I have a number of signings lined up for 2022, which I'm excited for. So I hope that that all stays and happens and sticks in place.
Oh, that's exciting. Yes, I'm excited for signings to come back again. Yeah. I love this. So thank you, Rachel, for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. This was great.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. Today's episode's partner is Libre FM. If you're an audiobook listener, then you should add Libre FM as your go-to source for paid audiobooks. Libre FM makes it possible for you to buy audiobooks through your local bookstore. Memberships start at $14.95, and they also have great sales for women's audiobooks each month for $3.99, thanks to the Kiss Club. To sign up for Libre FM, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/LibreFM. You will receive a free audiobook when you sign up for a monthly subscription. If you purchase a subscription through our link, you will be supporting the podcast at no cost to you. The What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Please visit frolic.media/podcast to discover new shows to tune in. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day. Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.